You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the planetary plans for the upcoming week. So be sure and check back each week to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So this week we have a giant stellium of planets in Capricorn. And what that means is that all the planets are sharing Capricorn space right now. So it's a very, and it's interesting because Saturn just went into Capricorn, and Saturn's the ruler of Capricorn. So it's a very, it's in a very prominent place there. So Saturn is there, Venus is in Capricorn, Mercury is about to go into Capricorn this week, and Pluto is in Capricorn, the Sun is in Capricorn, Venus is in Capricorn. So it's like all the Capricorn energy that you could possibly need to lay the foundation and do the groundwork and figure out what you need to do to build a secure platform for you to function from. And even what your goals are, what you're trying to accomplish. On the 9th, there will be interesting aspects between all the Capricorn planets. So Venus and Pluto will be conjoining, and the Sun and Pluto. So they're all together, stuck together in the sky. And Pluto is the transformer and here to make sure that we dig things up from the very depths and that we don't leave. You know, it's the whole, if you've got like a pimple or a boil or something, it can just fester under there and slowly seep poison into your whole system, or you can do the work of lancing it and squeezing it out, and then your system isn't being poisoned anymore. So it's important to be willing to show up to do the work that you need to do. And with the Sun there conjoining Pluto, all in Capricorn, it's very much a time when, like, it's like important ground level work is being done. So even like if you're looking on more of a societal level, it's busting up the systems. It's taking power back from where power shouldn't be, like the Me Too campaign that's going on and all these women stepping up and exposing these terrible things that have been done to them. That also, I think, ties into with the fact that Jupiter is in Scorpio right now, too. So it's a really good time, especially Tuesday. Well, I mean, they're all kind of the exact dates and moments of the transits. We're always building up to them or releasing them. So, you know, the buildup for that energy is the 9th with the moon in Scorpio. So it's a big day, I would say, for you to definitely, at least in the very least, make note of. But also, Venus is sextiling Mars and the Sun sextiles Mars that day. So there's opportunity and support. It's kind of, I guess support is a really good way to look at it. There's support around you for you to get where you're going and for you to have the resources that you need to do the difficult work of growing from the foundation that you're laying. So the first step is to have a nice solid foundation. You know, make sure that your relationships are supportive. Make sure that your home is supportive. Make sure that your routines are supportive. All these little things go into making you be able to show up in the world and play your part in the scheme of things. So figuring out what you have to offer, but also being sure that you have all of your boxes ticked and that the things that you need to be a solid, safe, secure, well-rounded human are all in place. And then you can go out into the world and do your work for the world. And with the Capricorn energy, it's a very fatherly, it's structured, like the dependable, the energy that you can depend on to always be there. So that's, we all need to kind of have a little bit of that, I think, in our chart to become, you know, the adults that we came here to be. Otherwise, we're sort of perpetually, you know, not taking responsibility. So with all that Capricorn energy, that is definitely something that you should be thinking about is like, how can I grow up more? How do I be more of my inner dad or my inner parent? On the 10th, with the moon still in Scorpio, we will have Mercury head into Capricorn. That will even help you assimilate the Capricorn energy even better because the Mercury is how we think and how we process. And within Capricorn, it's very strong and capable and solid and you know, it'll help you be grounded, very ground. We can really access grounding in this next week. But with the Mercury Capricorn, it'll help you be very like level-headed and practical, and see, you can see the future in a very long-term kind of way when you think in terms of legacies and what you're here to leave behind, and how to take care of the generations to come, even though you won't be here. So it's weighty concerns, but with the Mercury Capricorn, I think it'll help you really process all those weighty concerns and be aware that there are such things as weighty concerns that you should consider. So we also have, I guess Mercury will be on the 12th, when the moon is in Sagittarius, Mercury will be conjoining with Saturn in Capricorn. So this is a very level-headed day. And if you need to do, again, more Capricorn stuff, if you need to get all of your ducks in a row and, you know, deal with the, like, I mean, Saturn is broad, right? Like it might not just be like business stuff, but it can deal with end of life issues and, you know, sadness and depression and sorrow and all those things. So even though I think when you lean into Saturn, you access its ability to take control and responsibility and be on top of things, there's also the side of it that's very sad and depressed and fearful. So that's a possibility with Mercury conjoining Saturn on the 12th. So keep your eyes open for that. But also I think, you know, it doesn't always have to be sad. It can be very practical and helpful, very level-headed, clear energy. On the 13th, we have actually the whole weekend. It's a very, interestingly, it's a kind of the opposite of the Saturn energy with a lot of Uranus energy. And Uranus is very, you know, lightning bolt genius ideas, the change maker, don't hem me in, don't tie me down. Interestingly, they seem so different, though Saturn is connected to both because Saturn's the original ruler of Uranus, or of Aquarius, and Aquarius is now ruled by Uranus. So there's a similar, there's similar qualities, yet very different energy. And Uranus is here to kind of bust it up, bust up the status quo, bring in unusual elements, introduce things you never thought you needed in your life to your life. But it can make things unstable. And so it can also kind of make you feel anxious and like make you feel threatened in your relationships. And kind of there's a lot, if you're a security loving person, then it doesn't feel good. It's a really unstable energy. But Saturday, it's going to be squaring Venus, which has to do with your relationships and what you value. So in some way, what you value and kind of who you need to be free, like how you need to be free, are going to come into some kind of conflict possibly. So that, you know, maybe you'll just feel hemmed in, or your partner or the relationships in your life will want more from you than you can give. And you want to bust out and buy a minivan, or probably not a minivan. That's probably not the kind of thing that you would buy if you were busting out, but maybe like a Sprinter or something, and go off traveling and have nothing to do with routine and responsibility. But it's the routine and the responsibility often that lays the foundation that allows you to then be able to go off traveling. So it's tricky. Life is tricky, and we're here to kind of figure it out. The Sunday, Moon will go into Capricorn, which gives us, that's the 14th, that gives us, again, the more Capricorn energy, where we're very level-headed and practical. And I'm actually a Capricorn, so I'm feeling, like, besides feeling a little overwhelmed with what I want to accomplish and how I'm possibly able to do that, I do feel like a very grounded, stable feeling that I haven't had in probably the whole time Saturn was traveling through Sagittarius. But it's like I feel supported and very grounded. And so I think that just the grounding on Earth and, you know, making sure that you're planted properly and that you're taking care of your physical self and your physical world will help you bring in this, you know, your imagination and what you're here to create in the world. So it'll also help you formulate the vision. The Uranus, I'm always like, oh, it's so unstable and uncomfortable. But it also brings in, I mean, they say it rules astrology. So it brings in these fabulous ideas and these other ways of looking at things and interesting people and interesting situations. And so it's lovely. And it's actually the energy that brings in the new ideas, the new. So it brings down the ideas, and then Saturn is there to catch them and formulate the plan and make it work in the real world. So even though they seem different, they actually work together. And in a way, Saturn is kind of the servant of Uranus in the sense that it's there to take its like, you know, mad director ideas and put them into reality, which is very, it takes discipline and commitment and a repetition and a routine to actually and very often create anything of significance in this real world we live in. So Saturn is our friend, even though Saturn's also the one that teaches us the hard stuff in life. So Saturn, or the sun, will actually be squaring Uranus that day too, while the moon is conjoining Saturn and Mercury. So there's a part of you or something in you that's trying to stabilize, and then these crazy ideas are coming in too, these new ways that you could be doing things or new people or new situations. So be prepared to catch whatever's coming down towards you and catch whatever new interesting situation is happening and do something with it, like seize the moment. On the 15th, moon still in Capricorn, Martin Luther King Day, it says here on the calendar, Jupiter will be sextiling Pluto and the moon will be sextiling Neptune. So this, again, is very fortunate, supportive, and it's right before the new moon, which I will talk about in the next podcast, but the new moon will be the next day. So it's a very, it's a support system. There's like, you know, if you think of the planets, which I do, as like your guardian angel support system, and they all have different energies and lessons to teach you and to help you integrate all these different things into your whole person, it's there to support you, like maybe a lucky opportunity will come, or an idea or a dream that you've had will like there'll be a door to open it towards fulfillment. So make sure this week you're really formulating your plans and seeing what you might want to create in the world, because the new moon in Capricorn on the 16th of January is a very potent time to seed your new intentions. So if you're all ready for the plan and all ready with what you want, then you can kind of be very clear with the universe about what you'd like to create and what you need to create in the world to be who you are, to share what you know. So that's it for this week. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me at hilaryscott.com or the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Many blessings.